Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we are going to talk about celebrities and influencers who happen to attend a charity event. Every now and then I'll go to a red carpet or I cover a charity event, but my most number one goal is to get you advice to keep your career going, to get you motivation. So if you're thinking about quitting acting, you listen to one of my podcasts and ba-bam, you're ready to go. So I covered this charity event because it was from a wonderful foundation called Christie's Foundation. You can find more information at christiesfoundation.org. It's Helping Kids, Helping Futures. Christie's Foundation serves as a safety net for children who have fallen through the cracks of existing agencies and charitable organizations. Her quote is, "All kids need a little help, a little hope, and someone who believes in them." So the Hollywood stars came out in full support of Christie's Foundation annual season event of holiday celebration with special personal time with fans for an unforgettable evening filled with live music, a visit from Santa Claus, ice cream, toys, and socks for each attendee. Some of the people that were there was, hey, Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live, TikTok icon King Carl X, Billboard music singer, songwriter, actress Shanice Wilson, supermodel actress and comedian Eugenia Kuzminia, and disabled icon actress of the Sundance Channel Push Girls,
Mia Shaikowitz.
There was also Cash from On Air with Cash, pro wrestler Al Burke, who donated his precious time to show up and play Santa Claus. And you can see a lot of those pictures on his Instagram page, which is AlBurke4782. That's A-L-B-U-R-K-E 4782. Go to his Instagram page and you'll see a lot about what happened at that event. There was also actor-producer Donald Fullalove, who played Mayor Gordy Wilson on my favorite movie, Back to the Future. God, I wish I would have known that was him. I totally would have interviewed him. I'm so sorry. Man, I missed a big opportunity there. But let's play the sound bites of the actors, influencers, and celebrities that I did get to speak with. Okay, first up is...
Hi, what is your name?
Natasha Blasik.
Hey, Natasha. So where can people reach you at?
Well, on my Instagram, Natasha Blasik, and I'm here today actually with musicians, and I'm very excited to support Christie's charity and Food Buddies.
So what made you want to even get into the business in the first place?
Well, you know, first time I performed, I felt this crazy connection to people. I remember that I was like back in Ukraine, I'm Ukrainian, on a stage, and I remember I was like, I was doing a monologue. I felt like I was just taking a breath and people were taking this breath with me. It was such an incredible connection. I felt so not alone, and that definitely like kind of sparked my desire to be in entertainment.
And how long have you been doing this?
Well, I started like theater when I was like a little kid.
I'm a tall kid now.
And you're wearing heels, right?
Yes, and I'm
taller than me. You're like 6'2".
Yes, I'm a very, very tall kid now. I think just recently I had my biggest role on the biggest show that it's a new Peacock show, and I'm recurring on it, and I'm so grateful, and I'm like still pinching myself. I remember the last day of the shooting, and we were shooting on a Disney ranch, and I was like looking around. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a real show. It was like so exciting.
So like say 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now, where would you want to be?
Oh, I want to win an Oscar.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Well, you know, they say dream big.
Right.
So I'm definitely dreaming big. And
because if you shoot for the stars, yeah, you at least get
like
the moon.
The moon, yes. So I was like, at least I'll get an Emmy. Ha ha.
That just goes to show, dreams come true if you have one. Natasha Blasik on Instagram, that's NatashaBlasik, came from Ukraine. She's an award-winning actress, a bassist, pop artist. She gives beauty health tips. She was Miss World, top 10. She's also been in Teen Vogue and Cosmopolitan. Check out her Instagram page, which should take you to her internet movie database page, and you'll see her extensive acting resume. All right, next up is...
So I'm here with a lovely Shanice, and I have one question for her. It's a question that I ask all the actors who want to pay it forward. So to that actor or actress or anyone who's out there that's trying to make it, what advice do you have for them?
For someone that's trying to make it, one thing I would say is you have to believe in yourself, first of all. Right now, take advantage of the internet. If you look at the Justin Biebers and people like that, literally started online, and he's like Justin's one of the biggest stars in the world. When I started out in the 80s and the 90s and all that, someone had to approve the artist back then. Like, you had to have a major executive to tell you if you're good or not. But now you don't have to wait for somebody to sign you or tell you if you're good. You can start a YouTube page, Instagram, Facebook. I'd say take advantage of that platform. And just, you have to work really hard. It's a lot of work, not going to happen overnight, but you can't give up. You just have to keep pushing and keep pushing. And eventually, whatever you want to do in life, it'll happen.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say that, because a lot of the actors now, they have Actors Access. They have casting networks. They have Casting Frontier. You don't even have to have an agent now.
Exactly.
And most, there's no gatekeeper anymore. Yeah,
exactly.
You can just do it yourself.
Exactly.
So that's awesome advice. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
You can find more information about this Grammy-nominated singer, Shanice, at Shanice Online, Shanice Online on Instagram, where she has over 500,000 followers. Up next is...
Hey, so we're out here at a charity event. We're speaking with...
Valentino.
Hey, Valentino, where can we find you online?
You can find me on YouTube at Valentino Smith or on Instagram at @ValentinoSmith_.
So what is it that you do?
So I make content. I'm for YouTube. I'm a YouTube content creator. I have my own clothing brand as well, Killer Bear Clothing. And, you know, I'm an entrepreneur.
So you're actually making money on it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know it. Come on, now.
Yeah, I know a lot of people try it, you know, but not a lot of people succeed. How were you able to succeed that other people aren't succeeding?
Just staying myself, being me, being real, knowing who I am and loving what I do every single day, thanking God, praise to God, and being able to make me wake up and be the best me every single day. So that's what I think, you know.
I like that. I love that answer. All right, so someone's out there struggling. They may not be a YouTuber, but they're an actor, a writer. What advice can you give them?
Best advice I can give them is just wake up and be happy and, you know, live the best life that you can live every day. You know, don't try to go out there and impress anybody. Don't try to, you know, you should be the only person you should try to impress every single day is yourself, you know, being a better you every single day, because that's all that matters, you know, and just keeping a smile on your face, you know, a smile can go a long way, 100%.
Hey, I'm smiling right now. I'm next to this guy. I'm feeling his energy, like, come right into me, man. Never met this guy before, but man, he's freaking awesome. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to start checking him out.
Oh, yeah.
And you should go to his Instagram page right now and check him out too.
All right then, man. Thank you guys. And look, you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Stay great.
Valentino Smith, VALENTINOSMITH _ on Instagram, and it'll take you to his links to his Killer Bear Clothing and YouTube channel. Up next is...
Hey, so I'm standing here to someone who has 1 million followers on Instagram. I thought I was impressed and have 94,000. I checked him out. Here's a celebrity. What is your name?
King Carl Lakes.
So what is it, for the people who don't know you, what is it that you do?
Let's just say I'm known for my funny, creative videos and also my music that's coming soon.
And where can they find you at?
You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, King Carl X.
Hey, so somebody out there, either as actor, actress, entrepreneur, maybe they're trying to give up, and that, or they just want to succeed, and they didn't have a family member saying, you can do it, I love you, you're doing good. For you being that person, they may look up to you. What would you say to get them going, get them off their ass, and make them successful?
I would say, look, you can't give up now. You came too far. You never know what the next day holds. Who knows? You giving up, the next day you could have been popping already, or you could have blew up. I would say just keep striving. It's all about consistency, make a plan, and just go for it. If you believe in yourself and you go all the way in, nothing but results will come.
Yeah, I love asking that question because I get a different answer every single time. I know it's going to help you, and you know what? It's helping me as well, because, you know, sometimes I get down. You know, you like touch me and you actually help me keep going as well, so I appreciate that.
No, of course. And then we can do some stuff too if you want, like down the line, or we can do something.
Not only is he giving his time for this charity event, you see how he just reached out to another person, King Carl X, KINGCARLX on Instagram, to find out all the information on this amazing human being. Next up is...
I am here with Cash from On Air with Cash. He has a very successful podcast, but I'm going to ask him the question that I ask pretty much everybody. So somebody out there, actor, actress, entrepreneur, they're out there, they're trying to make it. They can't get over the hump. What advice can you give to them so they can finally be successful and get over that hump?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out. If you have any suggestions, please let me know, because I can use some tips too. You know what? Life brings you challenges. You just got to roll through it and really learn from your mistakes. You know, I had a sensei once tell me, you know, if you're not making 25 mistakes a day, you're not trying hard enough. And if you interpret that wrong, as I think I did when I was about 10, I heard what I wanted to hear. You're going to hear, oh, it's okay to mess up, or it doesn't matter. But no, my sensei was telling me, you have to go out there. You have to get burned. You have to understand how painful it is so that you don't repeat certain mistakes and you learn from your lessons. And once I accepted that, you know what, I needed help. I needed a stronger team. I needed a new environment. That's really when I started to persevere. And you know what, it could be someone else can experience something that I have no idea what they've been through. And you know what, that makes it all all unique on your own journeys. So whatever works for you, as long as you're true to yourself, like I said, life brings us challenges. You know, it's about overcoming those struggles, facing forward, and moving on with your life.
Great. So basically, fail your way to success and don't keep repeating your mistakes. You can make mistakes, but you need to learn from them and actually get better. Now, where can we find you online?
Absolutely. Well, my show is on YouTube. It's On Air with Cash, K-A-S-H. You might see it with the dollar sign as the logo. I'm on social media. It's K-A-S-H. The last name is H-O-V as in Victor, E-Y. Yeah, I love connecting with cool artists, and we're always running around Hollywood. Catch up with us.
Cha-ching!
Hey, I always see Cash at all these events. He's a good guy. Go check him out. On Air with Cash, K-A-S-H. Next up is super mom, super model, actress, and stand-up comic,
Eugenia Kuzmina.
I didn't get a soundbite from her because I already interviewed her, episode 241. Go back and check that out. She puts the P in pretty and S in sexy. Her Instagram page is just her name, Eugeniakuzmina. Very nice of her to donate her time to charity, especially where she just came from, but I can't tell you that, but she is one amazing woman. Next up is the final interview and the best interview, and that's why I saved it for last. Sometimes you need positive people around you to say, I love you, you can do it. You need to be inspired. You're an actor, actress, entrepreneur, or you have a dream and you don't think you can accomplish it. You won't be thinking that anymore after you hear what Mia has to say.
So we're at a charity event with the lovely, talented
Mia Shaikowit.
And Mia, where can they find you online?
My name, Mia Shaikowit, M-I-A-S-C-H-A-I-K-E-W-I-T-Z.
Right, so I met you before at a few of these events. Very impressed. You have really great energy, and I feel we get along pretty well.
We do.
But I'm going to ask you the question that I ask pretty much everybody here today. So there's actors, actresses, entrepreneurs, or anybody that wants to succeed. They just need some advice. They need something to keep them going. What advice would you have for them?
Fear will disable you. Courage will enable you.
False experiences appearing real. That's what fear is.
And it will disable you. And I should know because I actually have a disability. Can't see it on the microphone, but I'm in a wheelchair. And I wasn't always in a wheelchair. But when I was 15, I ended up getting paralyzed and having to use a wheelchair. And at first I thought, oh, that's the end of my life. No more. Can't do anything I love. That's it. And little did I know, it was just the beginning. It wasn't the wheelchair or any disabled aspect about disability that was going to disable me. It was only fear that was thinking, oh, I can't do something. And the truth is I can. I just do it a little differently. And that's kind of how I've operated ever since. If one person can do it, and that's one human being can do something that they want to do, every single human being can do the same thing. Just keep doing it.
That's cool. So you're an actress as well, and out of all the things that you've done, what's the most favorite acting project, commercial, or modeling project that you've ever done?
Oh, that's really hard to decide. I would have to say Push Girls, because that was the reality docuseries I was on for 2 years. Wow. And one of the cool things about being on that show was actually showing people that the wheelchair is nothing. It's not a big part of my life. It follows me and four other girls. We all got paralyzed and we all live our life as paralyzed women, but that doesn't define who we are. We actually live our lives just like everybody else, and the show kind of shows that this is the least of our worries. You know, we can still be sexy and hot and go out and be just like how we would be regardless, and that's kind of what we wanted to prove to the world, and that's what the show did.
I second that motion about her being sexy and beautiful and attractive. And
thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fear will disable you and courage will enable you. If you'd like to find out more about
Mia Shaikowit,
you can find her on Instagram at M-I-A-S-C-H-A-I-K. We'd like to thank the sponsors of this event, Jittery Git, Narnies, and of course, Foot Buddies, located in the Topanga Mall at Canoga Park. And also Ruth Davis Consulting, and of course, Christy Dawson, the founder of Christy's Foundation, an organization dedicated to providing financial aid and assistance to children with specific unmet needs such as medical, dental, mental health, or educational services for which other resources are insufficient or non-existent. If you want to find more about Christy's Foundation or to make a donation, just go to christysfoundation.com. www.thebestofthebest.org. We have two more remaining podcasts for season 8, year 2022. We're going to close that out. And starting next year, season 9, January 2nd, we're going to go more international. We'll still be interviewing United States actors, but over 50% of them will be international. We're going to start with Australia, England, going to go to South America, etc. I can't wait for season 9. I've been a working actor, so season 8 was a little thin, but we're going to make up for that in season 9. Also, for any real estate needs, you're looking for an agent in Los Angeles or anywhere in the United States, teamriley.com. That's TEAMRILEY.com. Oh, really? No, Riley.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode, bye-bye.